What are the main challenges people with disabilities are facing as a result of the coronavirus pandemic?
Look, I think that they're wide and varied, but I think overall people with disability are often marginalised before all of this happened. So for many of us, we live in poverty, access to employment is limited, and accessibility generally to lots of our systems, including healthcare, have challenges before all of this happened. So now that we are in a public health emergency, all of those kind of disadvantages and barriers that we face are exacerbated. So for people with disability, for example, who are living on income support, there are significant barriers to getting food and getting the resources they need at the moment while supplies are limited. And also engaging in the healthcare system is difficult for us at the best of times. But at the moment, it is an incredible challenge.
Looking at some of the ways in which these ones are being addressed, you mentioned, I think, first off, there are issues around support payments and the like. Obviously, a huge number of people now trying to access support from the government, from the likes of Centrelink and all that kind of thing, given they are finding themselves out of work or short on work at the moment. Is that being addressed at all for those specifically with disabilities?
Yeah, so look, we're really pleased to see the increase in the job seeker payment. So 40% of people who are currently on what was called NewStart are people with disability and or chronic illness. So we're really pleased to see some, you know, at least a short-term increase in the rate of NewStart, but we haven't seen that increase extended for people who rely on the disability support pension. So that's really challenging, and it means that with people with disability facing, you know, extra expenses at the moment, we're not able to get the increased support around income support. There are significant challenges with what's happening with MyGov. They're making a system that was already under strain before this, as we have seen, completely not work. So for many people with disability who use the MyGov portal to report their obligations to Centrelink, but also to access the NDIS, this is enormously challenging. But as I said before, a lot of the problems in the system had existed for people with disability before all of this happened. So the MyGov portal had, as anyone who's tried to use it, has a lot of challenges. And so I think this crisis underlines, you know, the importance of these kind of investments in our social infrastructure for people with disability and how much we rely on these kind of systems.
And you mentioned as well also accessing supplies and the like. Now, just going to the grocery store, we can obviously shelves are bare in a lot of places. I understand some of the grocery stores have stopped their kind of standard home deliveries because they were not able to keep up with demand and sort of demand for certain things. In terms of accessing both food and other kind of health supplies, such as, you know, masks, gloves, protective gear that the disability workers and also individuals with disabilities might need, is that being sort of supported in the right kind of ways?
Look, I think they're two separate things, but deeply connected. Many people with disability rely on grocery delivery, myself included, in terms of just our regular access to food and groceries. So that the changes there have been incredibly disruptive. Many people with disability have been getting in touch with us, talking about how they can't access food and can't access the kind of essential supplies that they rely on. Because the systems that we use have been overwhelmed by the changes that are happening with the virus. And at the same time, there are significant concerns for people with disability who have support workers to provide the essential supports that they need, that access to PPE, personal protective equipment, we're all learning lots of new acronyms at the moment, is really, really hard to come by. So we know that people who are working in intensive care, for example, are finding access to equipment really difficult to get. So for people like us who rely on support workers, both support workers and people with disability are finding it really difficult to access that kind of stuff. So one of the things that we have called for is, you know, to establish a national prioritised delivery system for these kind of essential goods for people with disabilities. So we often rely on sanitising equipment, incontinence aids, medical consumables, the things for wound dressings, to keep things clean, that kind of stuff. And so trying to access, those kind of essentials at the moment when everybody, and all systems are under enormous strain, needs to be a priority for us, as well as access to kind of groceries and food to make sure that we can stay at home, stay safe, and not have to, we have heard some pretty distressing stories about how people with disability are being left out and left without the essentials that they need. So we need that to be a priority, and for supermarkets to really be accelerating their efforts around getting deliveries back online and making sure that people with disability can access those.
And the support workers themselves, what happens if the support workers, get sick or they need to self-isolate? Is there great difficulties in finding replacements for them?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the key issues that we're working on at the moment. So service providers, us, unions, we're all trying to work together around making sure that there is a supply of workers that are coming into the disability support system to make sure that if people are getting sick, they can self-isolate and they aren't exposing people with disability to the virus. So we are suggesting that there are workers who can quickly retrain, and we are asking for a bunch of things to make that happen. But we also know that people with disability are being supports are being withdrawn, and so some providers are making decisions around cutting access to any kinds of supports that were out of the house, for example. So things around recreation or things around community participation, they are being scaled back, and so that some support workers are reporting, and people with disability are reporting, that their supports are being reduced just to the essentials. So both the demand is being reduced, but also potentially the pool of workers if people are going to get sick.
And are there any other additional concerns or areas in need of support that that you can point to us can point us towards at the moment?
Sure. Look, I think the most important thing for people with disability is to make sure that we have the kind of information that we need. So we're not seeing a huge amount of accessible information being produced. So we need to make sure that information is being provided in plain English, as well as easy read. So easy read is a format that uses pictures and sort of simple language that is really, really accessible for people with intellectual disability in particular. And Auslan, which is the language of many deaf people. And I think that it's really important that information is as accessible as possible and available as possible to people with disability. We're seeing an enormous amount of confusion around what to do and how to take measures to protect ourselves. So that would be one of my kind of central sort of calls. But we've also asked for some resourcing for disability advocacy organisations like us that are run by people with disability to be able to reach out to our communities. So we know that many people with disability are extremely isolated even before the virus happened. So we are very, very worried about people that we're not hearing from and want to be able to do some reaching out to people to check on them and make sure they understand what's happening, that they know what to do and how to keep themselves safe, and that they have the kinds of supplies and equipment that they need to be able to do that.
Mm. Well, serious concerns. El, thank you very much. Do appreciate you informing us, enlightening us a little bit on this one this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me.